So I'm watching the CNN news, and before my eyes, I see this car sliding on the ice back east, and crunch, runs into another car. The driver just ran into another car. Couldn't believe it. And then I was surfing. I always surf. Manji says, why do you surf? Why don't you just stop? You know, if I had a 36 deal, I would watch them all at the same time, I think. Greg, you're good at that, too. But Nancy just wants to sit and cry with the soap operas, or not the sitcoms, or whatever that's funny. Or she wants to get really involved in Channel 36, and she gets, I'm getting off the subject now. Let's start all over. I was watching CNN News, and this car actually ran into another car. And then as I was surfing, that's where I got lost. I surfed completely out of my text here. I surfed into a commercial, and the car had actually hit a tree, and the wife and the husband were getting out there unhurt, and he said, I just can't believe it. It came out from nowhere. And I said, what a classic. But wait. The deer. It was a deer that came out of nowhere. Although I have heard people say, you know, the telephone pole just came out and hit me. Well, they ran into the tree. Nancy this past week said, I ran into so-and-so. So, you know, the proverbial remark, or were they hurt or were you hurt? But let me tell you, all kidding aside, last week I did run into. I ran into God. I ran into God. And what I want you to do is likewise to run into God. Proverbs 18:10, don't turn to it right now, just let me read it to you. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. I don't have backup of 120 voice choir, but I do have you people. Would you stand and would you help me on this? But first of all, let's do this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Now here it is. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved. At the top. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Lift up your hands. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Thank you. I mean, that's just the simple sermon of the day. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. And last week, I ran into God. And I want to show you this day, if you will, something about the tower. In Proverbs 18:10, we can turn to it now and look at that word. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. And while you're turning there, let me just, in passing, quote some other scriptures about the tower. In 2 Samuel, David says, God is a rock and a fortress, but in Psalm 18, he says he's a deliverer, my strength, he's my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and he is a high tower. He says he's a buckler. You know what a buckler is? A buckler is a piece of armor that goes over your shoulder to protect the front of you. And figuratively, God is that. Literally, that is to a soldier. But for God, he's the one that protects and defends. He's a shield. And David also says that he's a high tower from the enemy. And that's why I had to run into God last week. Just had to run right into him because the enemy was right there behind me. And then again in Psalms, he says, God is my goodness. He's my fortress. He's my high tower, my deliverer and my shield. I want you to get the picture of this high tower, but first our text, Proverbs 18:10, and read it with me, even though you have a different translation. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Praise God. Praise God for that. He is that high tower. There are many towers listed in the Bible. At Giza, they found 30 towers surrounding the outer wall. And in another place of an excavation of an ancient Hittite city, they found, and this was about the time of the entrance of the Israelites into Cana, they found excavations that showed that the city was surrounded by masoned walls, supported by numerous external towers, and they had to be entered into through a pair of double doors, and they were guarded by twin towers. And in one area, believe it or not, they found a wall around a city that had 800 towers. That sort of blows my mind away, 800, but they did. They counted 800 towers. So having a strong tower was very important for people to run into. And so that is why in the Proverbs 18:10, the Lord is a strong tower. And while the Bible speaks of the Tower of Babel, the Tower of David, the Tower of Endor, the Tower of Ivory, the Tower of Lebanon, the Tower of Penuel, the Tower of Shechem, the Tower of Siloam, and the Tower of Shin, and the Tower of the Furnace, I want us to speak today I want us to go to that tower that is the Lord, the Tower of the Lord. So first of all, what is the Tower of the Lord? And you read it out loud a moment ago. The name of the Lord is the strong tower. Say Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, the strong tower. And last week I ran right into Jesus. I ran into God. I ran into him. I ran into him because that is where I can get some protection. That's where I can get safety. Now, if your Bibles are still open, there's verse 11. In the contrast, it says, the wealth of the rich is their fortified city, and they imagine it an unscalable wall. So the contrast here is two people labeled with a word that starts with an R. We've got the righteous and we got the rich. And the contrast is that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. The wealth of the rich, they think is their fortified city, and they imagine it. They imagine it, that is their riches, to be the unscalable wall. And that is why Jesus said, it's so hard for a rich man to get into the kingdom of God. The name of the Lord, the place for safety. So what a strong tower is to the besieged is what God is to the persecuted, the tempted, the afflicted, and the other things that happen to his followers. And some of these towers, as they excavated them, they saw that there were the doors that would open like this, and you could run to them, and then the doors would open. And didn't Jesus say he was the door? He was the door? And so he is saying, come into my tower, and I'll open up my arms as I did on the cross for you, and let you just come into. First of all, to the lost person, and to, I assume we are all Christians here, but for those who aren't Christians, and for we who were not Christians in days gone by, we had to come to Jesus. We had to go into his door for salvation. And the world is lost in all of its situations unless they come into that door. And we call that salvation. But then there's also salvation for us in the situations that we are in, and because of situations that I was in last week, I ran into God. The name Jesus is that high tower. And you know, immediately when you cry Jesus, or when you think Jesus, when you're in a situation and you need help, he's just right there. I mean, he's just right there. Now, he's always there, but he's not necessarily doing anything. It's like he's inactive until you say Jesus. And then you've got Jesus. You've got Jesus. And so for the lost person, he first realizes that he needs to be saved, and he needs refuge inside that tower. And so then he runs into it. And he runs into it because Satan is after his soul. And he has to run just as fast as possible into the safety of the arms of Jesus. And that's why I read in John 8:44 about Satan being hot on my heels, even though I am a Christian. The word is, Jesus is speaking, and he says to this group of people, you belong to your father, the devil, and you're going to carry out his desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. I like that. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar, the father of lies. And he is also a murderer. And so if you've got Satan on your heels, who is after you, you want to get safe. You got to get into a place of safety. So what is the tower? It is the refuge that you can get in by the name of Jesus. Now, who can get into the tower? Who gets into the tower? When David says, the Lord upholds the righteous, everybody cannot get into this tower. You've got to have a pass to get into the tower. It's security code. You've got to get in. And your security code is spelt in the word righteous. You've got to be righteous. And if you are a Christian, you have been made righteous. Some people don't understand that, you know, I'm such a bad sinner. Look what I thought last week, what I did last week, what I'm doing, all these things. I can't be righteous. But yes, you can be righteous. And the scripture is, and I wanted you to see it on the screen, the scripture says about righteousness is that it comes to us through Jesus. And we ask the question, who can enter the tower? Only the righteous. And I write, not everyone in King City is righteous. Oh, what about that? And the lady 2 weeks ago said, well, what about so-and-so? Not naming a name, but I knew who she was talking about. And I said, well, if the person is not a Christian, then they are not going to get in to salvation. You've got to be saved. Righteousness does not come by good works, because everybody does good works. The person she's referring to, outstanding, but according to his life and testimony, not a Christian. So most people think they are righteous, but they're not righteous. Here's how you get righteous. Read it with me. This gift is from God, and it is very important to me. If the law could not make us righteous with God, then Jesus did not have to die. Do you understand? If the law, if stopping at a stop sign, or stopping behind the white line, or being kind and doing things that the law says, if that could make me righteous, then why did Jesus have to die on the cross? And that's what Paul is saying. So Jesus did die on the cross to make us righteous. And then the other scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:21, read it with me. Jesus had no sin, but God made him become sin. God did this for us so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God in him. I want you to burn that into your mind, people. Jesus had no sin. He was a sinless person. The reason he was sinless is because sin comes in through the Father, through the blood. And it was the virgin birth of Mary. So he was sinless. But God made him become sin, which sort of confuses our mind, and God did it so that in Christ we may become the righteousness of God in him. So while I am a sinner, and the song says, for such a worm as I'm still righteous. You understand? We're still righteous even though we're just as dark as we can be in our sin. So the scripture says, the righteous run into it. So the second point was, if we've established the fact that Jesus, the name of the Lord, is the tower, who can get in? You got to be righteous. So you go in, you run toward him, and as you get close to him, he recognizes you, and automatically the doors open, like the last time you went to a department store. You know, the doors opened, supposedly. And this little boy with his mother, they were walking to the store, and the door opened, and he walked in and said, thank you, thank you. The door just opens automatically for us because we are a righteous. But then when do we enter the tower? I told you that I ran into God last week. I ran into the tower. I want to list for you some negative situations that would make you run into the tower. And the reason I want to mention, I got 52 here just to read to you. And the reason I want to do that is that every one of you are going to be hit by three of them, no doubt about it. And these are reasons. These are reasons why this week you can run into the tower. And another reason I read these or mention them to you is that you may not think that a certain situation would merit you running into the tower. But here, afflicted, afraid, abandoned, alone, addicted, these are reasons that would make you just run as fast as you could into the tower. Betrayed, brokenhearted, burdened, condemned, crushed, depressed, distressed, doubt, are reasons to make you run in. Enslaved, enticed, if you're exhausted, if you're faint, if you have fear, if you're forsaken, if there's guilt, if there's grief, if there's hurt, if there's heartache, if you're impoverished, if you're insulted, if you're ill, even if you're ignored, if you're low. These are reasons why when you experience these feelings, then you need to run into the tower. If you're mad, if you're mourning, if you're misjudged, if you're neglected, if you're nervous, if you're offended, oppressed, if you're overwhelmed, if you're overcome, what about being persecuted, perplexed, problems, you're puzzled, if you're restless, if you're sick, if you're sad or sorrowful, what about if you're tempted, tested, if you're in trouble, if you're unnerved, you feel valueless, what if you're just weary? What if you're weak? These are reasons why you would immediately just run into the tower. Run into the tower and say, God, I need help. I need help. Jesus. And here's how you get into the tower. As fast as possible. And what you do is you just go to the door and you say, Jesus. And safe and secure, you're there. You don't even have to say Jesus. You can. And you're right there. He's true to his word. Because he said, I will in no wise cast you out. So if you're righteous and you got these things happening, which equate to the fiery darts of the devil, you know, and they're coming against you, you just run right in. And you get into the tower just by saying, Jesus. And he says, I'll in no wise cast you out. You know, it's, oh, what a feeling. So when I had some of these situations occur to me last week, I just ran into the tower. I ran into God. I sat in my chair. I closed my eyes. And the situation didn't change. But I changed. And I felt that peace coming over me. Peace. Peace. And it happens because Jesus is true to his word. And he says in Matthew 11:28, to you personally, come to me. Come to me. All you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, come unto me. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I'm gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened. And so when you are in the situations that I mentioned, or the two that Jesus mentions, weary and burdened and overcome by different things, you run into the tower and he says, I will be there for you, because the Lord is a refuge and a strong tower against the foe. Psalm 61:3. David says, Lord, you've been my refuge. You've been a strong tower against the foe. And believe it or not, Satan is after every one of you right now. He wants to devour you like a lion. He knows your Achilles heel. He wants to get to you. And so we have got to flee from him, because the Bible says flee, and get into the tower. And then once we get in, the door closes, and it's I can huff and I can puff, but I cannot blow it down, because you are safe and secure from all alarms. The Lord is a strong tower. Let's stand. May you stand, and let's sing that again. You know it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name. Blessed be the name of the high tower. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. And why? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you that you are a tower for each one of us. It is so, the message is so simple and it is so clear. You are a tower. And the righteous, those people listening to my voice right now, the righteous can run into it. And running into it, they will be safe and secure from all alarms. Bless you, Jesus, for the tower.